What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 23rd. Sure happy it's Thursday. And I'm still getting everything set up here. It's been kind of a wild and crazy morning here. For those of you who are reading the website, about 2 in the morning, our neighbor rang our doorbell and said, somebody just stole your car. The good news is we just got a phone call a little while ago, and the car is back in our possession. Some damage to the door and ignition locks. Otherwise, they took a few things from inside. And for some reason, they left the trunk filled with plastic bags of recycled bottles and cans. I can't even begin to figure out what that's supposed to be about. But it looks like if it was headed for a chop shop, they just realized it just wasn't worth it with all the problems that the car has. So we've got it back. Green guy is back. And thanks to everybody who shared their concerns over this somewhat traumatic event here. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Still seeing the aftermath of the London terror attack. They finally come out with the name of the attacker, Khalid Massoud. And, of course, everybody's out there saying this is an attack on democracy. And I don't know, maybe Khalid is just very unhappy with the fact that Great Britain is helping the United States bomb all these brown people all over the world. They're really hitting the fact that this gentleman was born in Great Britain and are out there saying, see, the open borders aren't the problem. The open borders aren't the problem. Well, obviously, there is a problem of some kind, or this sort of thing wouldn't be happening. Paul Joseph Watson is out there on Twitter pointing out how every time there's an Islamist terror attack, the left, the liberals, are out there saying, how can we be nicer to the Islamics so they don't kill us? And obviously that's not going to work very well, hasn't worked very well. But I think the time has come, and I'm not the only person saying this over on Blacklisted News. It's time to admit the war on terror, as it is presently constituted, does not work. Okay? Now, of course, I have my favorite recommendation for how to stop terrorism, and that's to stop messing around with other people's countries. Of course, that's excluding the terrorism that is committed and framed on a third party to justify a war, invasion, and so forth and so on. And that's basically nation states and intelligence agencies. But really, have you noticed how ever since the United States embarked on this series of wars of conquest across the world, that all of this terrorism has increased, along with our crotch is being grabbed by TSA, which is obviously isn't working. And the fact that this terrorist was born in Great Britain shows that all these border controls aren't going to work. And it's kind of weird because we're in a world right now where the citizens of a country like the United States of America get their crotches groped and their luggage looted going on any kind of transportation, but the refugees just pour across the border unimpeded. I've never seen a TSA agent down there checking out the illegal immigrants coming across the border. Have you? So the war on terror is a complete and utter failure. All this surveillance on us is a complete and utter failure. All of this dictatorship and tyranny is a complete and utter failure. It is not working. Now, interestingly enough, over on Investment Watch blog, they have an article asking if Turkish President Erdogan is working directly with ISIS to bring terror into Europe. Remember, it was only a couple of days ago that Erdogan said the European people are going to be afraid to walk in their streets if you don't do what we say to do. And the timing is a little bit too cute. ISIS is claiming responsibility for the attack in London. They're not saying they did it, merely that they were obviously inspirational to this Khalid Massoud doing what he did. Now, obviously, if you look at the tactical situation, this was never going to be a successful attack on Parliament. So it was some kind of symbolism. It was some kind of possibly to make the members of parliament themselves feel vulnerable and afraid ahead of potential votes on more British participation in the U.S. wars of conquest. So, getting on down to this, the Czech president has come on out and said that Erdogan's statements about you must have five babies, the future of Europe is Turkish, and the Europeans will be afraid to walk in the streets, is saying that Turkey is really not a good fit for the European Union, because the member states of the European Union are supposed to be very friendly and tolerant of each other, and obviously Turkey is not. Erdogan, I think, people talk about crazy foreign leaders like Kim Jong-un. I think Erdogan is at the top of the list for a straitjacket at this point. He's definitely a loose cannon on there. A lot of people saying, is it a coincidence that we had this terror attack in London the same time all this new leaks about surveillance broke out? It certainly gave the corporate media an excuse not to be covering these other stories. And very often that will be the excuse for some kind of a terror attack or an event to distract the media. Remember following the Beirut bombing, all those Marines were killed. 24 hours later, the U.S. invades Grenada to change the focus and change the story. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. There's apparently been another, thankfully, thwarted attack of some kind in Antwerp, Belgium. And this is a French national of North African origin, has been arrested in Antwerp, apparently attempted to drive into a crowd. And I don't think they took my Honda over to Belgium and then sent it back in that short an interval of time. But somebody's out there pushing that terror meme again. Ramp up to a new false flag, your daily dose of booga booga. Now let's get on to Obamagate. Let's get on to the nonsense about Russia. They're still out there pushing it as hard as they can. And a lot of people are noticing that Comey really does seem to be working against Trump, because he's stonewalling the Congress on key surveillance details. And basically, House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes is saying that the FBI is not cooperating with his investigation into the wiretapping claims. They are obstructing, same way they were doing with Hillary's email server. Now, Comey is in a little bit of public relations difficulty. He's not actually running for office, so it's not that big a deal. But according to the latest polls, only 1 in 6 Americans have a favorable view of FBI Director Comey. And I'm sure Comey's going to come back and say, well, Putin obviously rigged that poll. Americans love me. But you know, when J. Edgar Hoover was in charge of the FBI, most Americans absolutely loathed him. So did most politicians. He was blackmailing them all with his secret private files. It looks like Comey's just another one of the same type, as it were. Now then, let's get on back up to New York and Anthony Weiner and his Weiner pictures and his laptop. Remember back when Comey was forced to reopen the investigation into Hillary's emails, when it was found that Anthony Weiner's laptop was found to contain State Department emails, some of which had not been turned over as required. And there was a little bit of headbutting going on where the FBI in New York and the New York Police Department said, "We can, you know, if you don't take this, we're going to have our own investigation. We're going to go public, and we're going to release everything we have." And that was basically what forced Comey to say, we're having to reopen the investigation. Trust us, there's nothing there. And, of course, Comey has come under intense fire from Hillary's supporters for announcing that. But he really didn't have much of a choice, because if he hadn't announced it and shown he was in control of the FBI, the New York FBI office and the NYPD were going to start leaking. Well, apparently the New York FBI, certain agents in there, and the New York Police Department are basically fed up with James Comey having done absolutely nothing with all the information they found on the laptop. And now we're getting word they're starting to leak some of that information out. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's time for some total transparency into the lifestyles of the rich and political that rule our country here. Now, there are new whistleblowers coming forward. One of them is via Larry Klayman and Freedom Watch. And basically, they revealed yet another system, codenamed the Hammer. And this was Brennan's and Clapper's secret computer system that is a parallel to the NSA system that watches everybody, everywhere, all the time. Massive supercomputer system apparently located at Fort Washington, Maryland, and apparently just sweeping up everything. Now, this new whistleblower, they're calling him the Super Snowden. He's already released 600 million pages of illegal NSA spying information. And we've had another whistleblower, Dennis Montgomery, who's the one who's talking to Larry Klayman, has come on out and said that, like Edward Snowden, when he found these illegal abuses were taking place, he tried to complain through the proper channels of communication within the agency, and they wouldn't even give him the time of day. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to do anything about it. And like Edward Snowden, it reached a point where they said, if I can't fix this going through the system, it's time to go outside the system. And apparently one of the things Montgomery has revealed is that the FBI had proof that there was surveillance on the Donald Trump camp, or on Donald Trump, 2 years ago, and did nothing. Covered it up, sat on it. So this thing, it's coming out bit by bit. It's coming out a little more rapidly than Watergate because of the internet and the independent media. Remember, back when the Watergate burglary happened, it was over 2 years until the case built to the point where Richard Nixon was forced to resign. So it's going to take a little while for the current Watergate. I don't think it's going to take 2 years. Maybe by summer, it's going to really start coming apart. Now, we are seeing more and more of these McCarthy-era tactics being used by the defenders of the status quo, the establishment, the deep state, whatever. And Adam Schiff, who's the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, is now out there questioning if Nunes is actually acting as a surrogate of the White House. My first response to that is, whose surrogate are you, Mr. Schiff? Because remember, Adam Schiff, when those House Intelligence hearings opened up on Russia, Schiff issued a statement that made it sound like this was already proven. It was a done deal. It was beyond question that Donald Trump and Russia were working together, that Russia had hacked the elections. And for anybody who basically turned off the hearings at that point, they would have come away saying, okay, it's a done deal. Russia and Trump and Russia was hacking the election. But of course, if you'd stayed and listened to the entire hearing, what you would have heard was, well, there's no proof. We've been investigating. We can't find any evidence whatsoever. But we deduce that Russia tampered with the election because it just makes common sense. The American people were just in love with Hillary Clinton. There's no way she could have lost an honest election. Therefore, by default, it had to be Russia's fault. That's their thinking on that one here. So, and again, this is right out of the McCarthy era, where anybody who questioned the Red Scare, the commie witch hunts, was denounced as a commie themselves. And that's a tactic that goes back to the original witch hunts. If you dared stand up and say, look, you're torturing innocent women, and occasionally men, to death over these fairy tales about black cats and broomsticks, you would be accused of being a witch and be thrown right into prison with them. Another modern witch hunt, of course, is the preserving the Holocaust, where lawyers who defend people who are charged under these laws, making it a crime to question the Orthodox account of the Holocaust, the lawyers are charged. And it's all about creating a climate of fear to keep you from speaking out, even in a nation which at least ostensibly has a right to freedom of speech. So they're not going to let go of this Russian interference thing. Even though the hearings were an absolute fizzle, John McCain is now out there calling for a select committee on the Russian interference. They're just going to keep pounding on this thing, Russian interference, Russian interference. No, we don't have any evidence, but just we in our heart of hearts. Miss Cleo called up and told us that Putin was interfering in our elections. We saw it on the Ouija board, in the tea leaves. Yuri Geller phoned up and said, in between bending his spoons, that Russia was tampering with our election. And of course, the hypocrisy is stunning when you realize the U.S. government has tampered with 81 elections in other countries since the end of World War II. But apparently what the establishment is trying to do is convince the American people that Donald Trump is really working with Vladimir Putin, or even just that he might be, and just using the precautionary principle, we should 25th Amendment him out of the Oval Office, put in Mike Pence, just to be sure, just in case it might be true. And of course, that goes against one of the key founding principles of this nation, that you not be punished for something until there is proof that you've committed a crime beyond a reasonable doubt. The people who are attacking the President of the United States right now are basically returning to Code Napoleon. You are guilty until you can prove that you're innocent. And that's exactly the attitude that they're taking. It's certainly the attitude that Schiff displayed in the opening statement on that the House Intelligence Committee hearing. We assume it's correct. We dare you to prove that we're wrong. Now, Chaffetz has just found out that the FBI has been playing fast and loose with the FISA court. We know that the FISA warrant that was issued to allow legalized spying on Trump's campaign was based on a fraud. Somebody set up a bogus Donald Trump website to try and make it look like he was communicating with Russia. Somebody planted software on the Trump servers, malware, to fake communications with Russia. That's been found by the Department of Justice. But according to Chaffetz, he is saying that they have evidence that the FBI has misled the FISA court in at least 75 cases, going on in with fraudulent evidence, outright lies, to get those warrants. The FBI is not the swell bunch of Joes that you see on radio or the TV shows and movies. The FBI, going all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover, has gone out of its way to make sure that any TV shows and movies about the FBI show them as a wonderful bunch of guys, and they're not. Just like the CIA are not those swell guys you read about in the Tom Clancy novels or see in those movies based on the same. They're not. They're basically organized crime-style thugs wrapped in the American flag. Now, Larry Klayman is out there saying that there is no question that Comey lied about the Trump surveillance. The evidence is out with the new whistleblowers, and he's saying Comey should be hauled back to testify before the committee again, and he should be put on the defensive. So all of this is having a tremendous pushback, if you will, on the Democrats. And rather alarmingly, they have a new Harvard-Harris poll among Democratic voters. And 40% of the respondents came back and said, there's no leader of the Democratic Party. It's just a bunch of people screaming at each other, trying to get what they want. And there's virtually no leadership left in the Democratic National Committee. And that may have certainly been true last year, where it was just a bunch of Hillary hacks trying to steal the nomination away from Bernie Sanders. Okay, getting on to the corporate media, over at theduran.com, interesting little article. The fake news media, meaning the corporate media, is running out of ways to blame Russia. Russia did this, Russia did that, Russia is stealing socks from your dryer, Russia's hiding the keys to your car under the sofa cushions, whatever else they can come up with. And they're already realizing it's failing. It's failing miserably, and now they're trying to sort of pull back and cut their losses by saying, don't get your hopes up too high, you know, and if you're disappointed, it's your fault. The same thing that Rachel Maddow did when her tax return faceplant happened. We'll be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we were talking about how this Russia hacked the elections, Russia took the last cookie out of the cookie jar, and all this other nonsense, is not getting any traction with the American people. And so now they're trying to pull back on this and say, well, we reported on some, you know, some things we heard. There doesn't seem to be anything there, and don't get your hopes up. And so they're basically trying to cushion the landing when this latest piece of propaganda comes crashing back to earth. And they're going to come out and they're going to say, for everybody who's out there saying, where's the payoff? We were supporting you in this whole Russia thing and nothing's happened. And so they're coming out and say, well, your expectations were too high. Really, it's your fault. And remember, that's how Rachel Maddow tried to evade that disaster she created for herself with the Trump tax returns. she got on Twitter and said, well, you guys were just expecting too much, ignoring the fact that Rachel and MSNBC had just been pounding on this thing all day long. We got them. We've got Donald Trump's library card. We've got the receipt from his hamburger last week, whatever it is that they've got. So they're already trying to pull back on that because it's not getting traction. The American people simply are not believing what politicians and the corporate media says anymore. Now, CNN came on out. Again, anything to tarnish Donald Trump there, and they're out there saying Trump ran for president just to enrich himself. Actually, Donald Trump has dropped 220 spots on the Forbes billionaires list. Donald Trump may be the first president in U.S. history that has gotten poorer by winning the White House instead of richer. Look how much money the Obamas and the Clintons came out of. You know, huge amounts of money. And what did they do for it? They talked. They sold things that weren't really theirs here. Now, speaking of Rachel Maddow, she went on The View today to say that she is the victim of a dirty trick by Donald Trump, that he leaked his own 2005 tax return just to embarrass her. And talk about desperation on the cusp of madness here, because if Rachel or anybody in her MSNBC production team had actually looked at the tax return, they would have realized there wasn't anything there on which to build a story. The entire story was, we succeeded in getting his tax return. And it proved that he paid a huge amount of taxes. And so Rachel is out there acting just like a liberal. It's somebody else's fault. I'm okay. The viewers had too high expectations. Donald Trump has played a prank on me. It's not my fault. It's amazing. All right, let's take some phone calls. Dallas in Austin. Boy, there's a weird confluence of names. What's on your mind?
So I don't know if you talked about it, Mike, but I heard you got your car back.
Yeah, I did. We were a little less than an hour away from airtime, and all of a sudden I got a call from HPD, and they said, we think we found your car. So we hopped in the cab and we went on over, and we're just delighted to have it back because we really were not in a position to have to go get some kind of replacement transportation at this particular time. Obviously, our insurance company is delighted. Like I said, the only real damage is to the driver's side lock and the ignition switch. They did take a few things out of the car, but not everything. The only weird aspect of this is the trunk of the car is now filled with bags of recycled bottles and cans, and I'm still trying to figure out what that means, but it does seem like it was just some kids who were out partying and they went joyriding, and hopefully this will be the end of it. We're going to get the car repaired. We're going to go ahead and get an alarm on it, yes, the car is back and we're delighted.
I actually have a theorem about that. I used to live in Hawaii when I was young.
Yeah,
we lived on Diamond Head Golf Course, and it was awesome and beautiful.
I know it well.
Some poor individual with no money stole your car to drive around Hawaii, pick up recyclable goods, turn them in so he could make money.
Could very well be. And then
go with that.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. It's certainly possible on that. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court a defective mortgage document. Has been sold, signed since closing the loan. defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a few more phone calls. We're going to start with Chris in Michigan. Chris, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing much better than I was a couple hours ago.
Congratulations on getting your car back.
Yes, thank you.
And a view of all people, I can't believe you haven't figured out who stole it by now.
Well, please enlighten me.
The Russians.
Oh, of course. Had to be. Absolutely. Vladimir Putin came on over and carjacked my car. Problem solved. Let me call the HPD and tell them I've got a suspect here. I've got the phone number right here to call in with an updated complaint.
All right. Well, on another subject.
Yes?
I keep hearing this echo chamber of... back to 9/11 again. Palestinians dancing on 9/11 and not Israelis. I wonder if you can enlighten us on how maybe that Palestinian dancing was debunked.
Well, it turned out the footage that was being shown was outdated. It was actually video of a food distribution program to the Palestinians, which, of course, is going to make them very happy, and they're going to be celebrating. And it was simply put out by the corporate media, and they said, these are Palestinians celebrating on 9/11. You will believe what we tell you. Back then, a lot of people did. These days, nobody's buying it anymore. We're seeing more and more cases like the one that came out just the other day, where they were trying to do a documentary on the alcohol-ravaged Aborigines, and it turned out the footage that was captioned or labeled as a wild alcohol spree turned out to be a wake. And so the corporate media loves to do this. They're in the business of manufacturing the news, not reporting it.
Speaking of which, how about that Site Intelligence, the first one to come out with reports about the bombing?
Well, Site Intelligence is run by a lady named Rita Katz. Her father was executed as an Israeli spy, and there is no secret that Site Intelligence is definitely pro-Israel. They're always out there claiming that terror attacks are coming from these terrorist websites, but they'll never tell you where the terrorist websites actually are, so you can check for yourself. There's a lot of organizations whose sole function is to launder the propaganda by making it look like it's coming from a quasi-independent source. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights in Great Britain is another good example of that. Anything by Pamela Geller. It's big business out there. I mean, in a struggling economy, the one growth area that we have in our economy is public relations, which is a fancy name for being paid to lie to people.
And then the corporate media just picks up the Site Intelligence news and runs with it like it's gospel.
That's exactly right.
Have a great day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, did they add a GPS satellite system to your car? I just wonder.
No, I have a GPS on my cell phone. But if I actually use it, it's a $300 ticket here in Hawaii.
Yeah, because, you know, you're probably under surveillance. So I wouldn't put it past them.
That's a given. That's a given. I'm under surveillance, and they're not going to find anything. In fact, Claire likes to joke that surveilling she and I is probably punishment duty for the CIA, NSA, FBI. Oh, you messed up. You're going to have to watch the Riveros for a while.
Hey, Mike, I don't watch the news at all. I go on YouTube. I'll flip through, like, what they say just to get an idea of, you know, what's going on, and I don't know. Did you see what Tucker Carlson had somebody on named Zeke Cohen? I think he's like a city council in Baltimore. Used to be a school teacher, Democrat, you know, obviously liberal. But he said, like, basically they went from 1 million population in Baltimore to 600,000, and that's why basically he said, you know, we need those immigrants coming in. But doesn't he realize that, you know, none of them are going to speak English, and it's just going to wound up being no-go zones all in Baltimore?
Yeah, we're seeing these no-go zones start to crop up in America just like they're cropping up over in Europe. And it's part of that New World Order of dropping the borders and breaking up contiguous areas and sort of trying to erase our cultural, regional, historical identity to make us easier to control. But people are pushing back. People are digging their heels in. And I think right now the globalists are in serious, serious trouble. Because they don't have the resources to simply stand up and say, we're the one world government, obey us, or we will do bad things to you, because they don't have enough personnel to come on out and rule us by direct force. The only way they can rule us is with our own permission, by lying to us and saying it's for your own good, or whatever the nonsense they're going to come with. You know, we need to rule you to stop human-caused global warming. We need to rule you to make sure that you have your vaccines, and so forth and so on. But people are really beginning to say, no, I want to be left alone is what I want.
And switching gears real quick, Mike, I remember reading when we talk, you know, you talk about the economic troubles, obviously, we got, because remember in Zero Hedge at Macy's and Sears? Well, rip Sears this year, because I don't think they're going to make it through the whole year.
Okay.
They're gone. They put a hold on their... Yeah, they basically stopped getting shipments of, I guess, items, and the insurance companies are bailing on them, so...
It's getting kind of sticky out there on a lot of different fronts right now.
And all right, thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I guess that the powers that be just want us to swallow the fact that they get to put surveillance on our candidate, and it's too bad. Is that what it is?
No, I think what it is that the fact that we're not a democracy anymore is being brought into the light. The fact that we do live in a government that seems to be using George Orwell's 1984 as an instruction manual is being dragged into the public view. And it's actually certainly not what they wanted to have happen. What all of these people were trying to do was sort of recreate the world of the 1950s and 1960s. There's a Cold War. The Russians are our enemies. And we were all scared and obedient and just believed everything that the government and the corporate media told us. Now, they've lost that world. That world is gone. It is not coming back. And that's another reason why they're not getting traction on all this Russia did this and Russia did that, because we, the American people, have been lied to so much, we're coming to understand that we're lied to all the time. We are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. We are victims of government propaganda on such a scale, it would make Goebbels blush.
That's right. And you know what I do not hear much of is that the fact that Hillary Clinton probably had access to all of Trump's campaign communications.
Yes.
All of Bernie Sanders' communications in his campaign, and she
yes.
still lost. And that she still lost.
You know, if you remember the campaign, it's not like she was really campaigning to reach the people. She ran that campaign as if I have to go out and do some rallies and some public speaking to make it look like there's a campaign. But the focus was always on the underhanded stuff. And now we're seeing this story that has come on out saying that the reason nobody was allowed to look at the DNC servers was there was evidence on there that Hillary had hired private security corporations to spy on Donald Trump and to spy on Bernie Sanders. And they've drawn a financial link between this so-called consulting firm CrowdStrike and the head of Google, where Eric Schmidt, we've already seen that Google was trying to get Hillary in there, and Google pumped huge amounts of money into CrowdStrike, and then CrowdStrike turned around and said, oh, it's all the fault of the Russians. But that was the reason that nobody was allowed to look at the DNC server, because there was evidence on there of use of private security companies to conduct espionage. And again, this is just like Watergate all over again.
Do you think there's going to be any prosecutions? I hope that there will be. I mean, this is bigger than Watergate.
I agree, and I'd love to see prosecutions. I would love to see all of this dragged out into the light for Americans to learn from. And in the wake of Watergate, even though Gerald Ford, Warren Commission member, dedicated to keeping the lid on what really happened there in Dallas, Texas, we had a period after Watergate where people were just openly distrusting of the government, and that was a good and healthy thing. It was the same period of time we had the COINTELPRO scandal, when people broke into an FBI office and they found all these files about how the FBI was routinely spying on peace activists, the Native Americans, the early feminists, all of this a violation of law. And it was a big stink, and it brought the federal government to the edge of illegitimacy, and Congress was finally forced to hold hearings about all the terrible things the FBI had been doing. And then the FBI said, well, you caught us, we were bad, and we promise we'll never do it again. Well, obviously, they are still doing it again. It's just like the corporate media. They cannot change their business model.
It's so sad. I can't believe that they're willing to go to war with Russia to maintain their power. And that was Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. That was their main card.
And that was what they were pushing. Now, I don't think they wanted a hot war with Russia. They're trying to restart the Cold War, where there's actually no real direct conflict between the U.S. and Russia. There's a little proxy fight in Vietnam or something like that, but we're not really risking open war, but it's just an excuse to soak the American taxpayer for vast sums of money to pour into the military-industrial complex, who then very generously write campaign donations to those politicians who will continue to support the scam.
Hillary Clinton's a bad little girl. I wish she would make some comments on this. She needs to be questioned. She hasn't been questioned at all about the rigging the election and Russia rigging our election. She needs to be questioned. I think she is a criminal for sure. No doubt about it.
No question about it. I mean, James Comey, in that press conference where he said we're not going to prosecute her, it went down the list of the Title 18 felony violations Hillary Clinton committed. She is admittedly a criminal, but she's being protected by the government. We have a two-tier society where the elites can do whatever they want without punishment, and everybody else has to toe the law. It's a parallel to what society was like in medieval Europe, where if you had a title of nobility, the laws did not apply to you anymore. Remember the story about Ursabat Bathory, who was this real-life forerunner of the female vampire, Vampirella. And she was a serial killer of other girls from around the villages that were on her land. And she was beyond punishment because of her title. They literally had to change the laws of the country to say, yes, we do have to punish nobility who go on out and just feel they have a right to kill everybody around them.
Hey, Mike, I want to say one more thing and then I'm going to go.
Yes.
I sent Trump an email at whitehouse.gov last night, basically
yes.
telling him that if he stays committed to his campaign promises of no war and no regime overthrowing by means of war, he will be a great president. We have enough to fight in our own country. It's a big battle right here at Washington, D.C. We need to close the CIA and the FBI and start over.
We have 17 intelligence agencies in this country. That's 16 too many. And part of the problem is they're all duplicating each other's efforts at huge expense to the taxpayer. They see each other as rivals. They do not cooperate. Now, one of the cover stories that they put out following 9/11 about why this terror attack was not detected and thwarted was, a failure of communication between this agency and that agency. Now, that's just propaganda, but it is a real fact of life that these intelligence agencies see themselves as in competition with each other for a greater share of the intelligence budget, for greater access to certain resources, and there are way, way too many. And as a result, the more money they spend, the less effective they actually become.
Yeah, I encourage everyone to go ahead and send Trump an email and let him know that we're behind him all the way, and he will be a great president if he can just put our military to the side and let's fix what's going on in our own home. I mean, that's important. And I also believe that if the election was real, I mean, Hillary Clinton had the access to her competitors' communications. If it was real, it would have been about a five million vote difference.
Probably even more than that. I don't think we're ever going to be able to determine the scale of the election fraud that we saw last year, because our current election system is designed deliberately to facilitate election fraud and to conceal it. And we really don't know. It's like all these states that were allowing illegal immigrants to vote, they're busy trying to cover it up because they know they committed a crime by doing so. I really think that Donald Trump had an absolute landslide during the election, and even with all the rigging and the illegals and everything, you know, it still wasn't enough. That's the thing about vote fraud you need to keep in mind. Election fraud can swing a race a few percentage points back and forth, and nobody will question the sudden come-from-behind victory. But you can't use election fraud to reverse a landslide, or everybody knows what happened. And I think when it came right down to the election night, People were looking at the real numbers coming on in and saying, we can't do this. We can't hand this to Hillary, or the entire nation is going to realize this was a crooked election.
Yeah, I actually think that the Hillary campaign knew they were going to lose a few days before the election. That's why they canceled the glass ceiling celebration that they were going to have the day after the election. I think they actually knew.
Well, I think some of the people inside Hillary's campaign suspected they were going to lose. Hillary herself was still convinced she was going to win. She didn't even have a concession speech prepared. And normally when you are running for an office, you will have two speeches ready to go, a victory speech and a concession speech. Hillary had a victory speech, never wrote a concession speech. That's why she had to wait 24 hours to concede. And so, Hillary was convinced it was hers. And yeah, she tried to beat up John Podesta. She had to be physically restrained from beating him up.
Yeah, and her twin brother, John McCain, is a pathetic wreck. But I have to go, Mike, and I thank you for your time, and keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you. I will do so for just as long as I possibly can. And let's see, I need to do one more thing here, and I'm multitasking right now. Okay, so the phone lines are open right now, and we are hearing that Democrats are going to filibuster Gorsuch's nomination to the Supreme Court. More about that when we come back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the news here. So we're talking about how Democrats have announced they're going to filibuster Gorsuch's nomination vote. Now, if they do that, the GOP would need 60 votes to break the filibuster. And if everybody is voting along straight party lines, that's not going to happen. Now, as Ted Cruz pointed out the other day, back when Gorsuch was up for a federal judgeship, not a single Democrat voted against him. So this has nothing to do with Gorsuch and everything to do with the Democrats trying to obstruct President Trump any way that they can. And more, it's looking like that entire U.S. Congress building, the Capitol building, is just a giant, very expensive, very well-furnished daycare center for children. Because that's how they're acting right now. It really is amazing. All right, now then. Other corruption going on. It's not just Washington, D.C. Over in Philadelphia, their district attorney, Seth Williams, has been indicted on a wide-ranging corruption case, 23 counts, charging this two-term Democrat. And apparently he was soliciting bribes from deep-pocketed donors seeking his help evading certain legal problems. I think one of the worst mistakes the United States Supreme Court ever did was to take away the idea of citizens being able to file criminal charges against people, because that gave the prosecutors and the U.S. attorneys way too much power. They get to decide who is charged and hauled into court or not. And as this case illustrates, it's just another vector for the ultra-rich to get away with their crimes. Commit a crime, make a huge donation to the district attorney, and the case just goes away. I remember many years ago, we were still living on the other side of the island, and I was undergoing cyber attacks on my server and my home computer. And I went through channels. I filed a police report, and it went to the FBI Cyber Crimes Division. And the FBI agent who was on the case, and no, I am not going to provide their name, told me off the record, the U.S. attorney, even back then, had sent down an order. Hacker attacks against activists, truth activists, websites were not to be investigated. Now, over in Israel, apparently 13 people have been arrested in another corruption scandal involving Israel Aerospace Industries, including a former senior IDF officer. And the charges include fraud, money laundering, breach of trust, and it's apparently a really huge scandal because Israel tends to turn a blind eye to the little crimes, but above a certain level, they have to act. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.